Hello, hello.
So I have a little bad news.
A little?
I have no kooky Christmas prepared.
Really? That is bad news. That's all we had tonight.
No, we have Dante. We have movies 2025. And
no, I don't have movies 2025.
Yeah, you said we were going to do that.
No, you said. You wrote to me.
I have uncensored rants.
Your best and worst movies.
Yeah, for 2025.
Oh, I thought it was an episode about your best.
No.
You said I have my best.
Yeah, for the year.
I don't have mine.
Oh.
So you want to do, we usually do like movies and books in like June.
I thought we were going to get an early jump.
No, I haven't done that yet.
Oh.
Okay, so we have Dante.
I have uncensored rants.
I mean, I wanted to be done early, so this is perfect.
Yeah.
We
could do skinny fat.
Do you want to talk about, do you need to prepare for the nuanced view on AI? We could just do that one.
I do need to prepare for that.
Were you supportive of my idea to do James Bond next week?
Yeah, we can do that.
I just miss it.
Yeah.
Just no, it's been so long. It's been like...
Well, don't... I didn't see what having Netflix... them on Netflix. Because don't we...
We own
have,
them all, I know. Yeah. But if you just want the ease of streaming...
No.
I probably will. I mean, I have them all, but I also like the ease. Okay, so it sounds like we have Dante...
Don't you...
And nonsense.
What about that episode you like to do... where you read all the movies that are coming out every year.
I stopped doing that years ago because you hate it. Do you want to do that?
We could.
Let's just do it right now. That could be a great kickoff one.
All right.
That I haven't prepared for it like I usually do, so it's going to be even worse than usual.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. This is all for the air, everything we just said. Episode 1218. The year 20... Nope, it's 20... Let me start over. The year 2026... In preview.
Yeah.
You can make your predictions.
Pretty exciting.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
Hi, Ben DiMona. We're back.
I'll get up what you just talked about, which is this list of movies. But let's just talk about what we think might happen this year.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry I didn't do Kooky Christmas. So here's what happened. I got a little sick over the weekend.
Okay.
I'm better now.
Okay, no problem.
I just was not feeling like...
Yeah. You weren't feeling kooky.
I wasn't feeling kooky.
Okay. And I don't think I had this on the air when we were recording, but we talked about, well, we could do movies 2025, but when I look back at your notes, you said you had your movies, and for some reason, I'll be honest, it did cross my mind, like, what Ben's describing sounds a lot like movies 2025,
yeah,
but
2025.
I thought you must have meant you had some special list of your favorites.
No.
So
we've done that 100 times.
It's just so early in the year. Because we usually do that months later.
I got them ready.
I mean, I could maybe throw something together.
The way you do it, you just go with your fives and then your fours.
You know what? If you don't mind me not making eye contact during Dante,
okay.
I could knock that out.
Perfect.
Okay, well, let's make this one fast then. This is the preview episode because that will probably be our other free feed episode.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, listeners. And Ben, this is for both of you. Well, for listeners. Hopefully there's more than one listener. I'll start again. To all the listeners and to also Ben.
Brian, go get Melissa just so that we have listeners.
We are celebrating next year the 16... Wait, am I wrong about this? It's season 16, but it's our 15-year anniversary.
Yeah.
So 2011...
This always happens when we take a week off. We come back.
And we are off.
The first 5 minutes are just a disaster.
So in 2011, we launched this glorious podcast that we've been doing now for 15 years. And next week on January 11th, 2026, it'll be our 15-year anniversary, which is, you know, of course, we're in the middle now as we kick off season 16. So here we are. Ben, welcome to season 16.
Yeah. And I forgot.
16 seasons of podcasting.
That's a lot.
That's crazy.
A lot. Well, 15 for me.
Yeah. That's true. Did you make an appearance even in season 2?
I probably did, but yeah.
I time-looped you like crazy that year.
That's true. We apparently haven't done this episode for a number of years, and I can understand why. I think that for good reason, I seem to recall not liking this. But basically what this episode is you pull up the Wikipedia page mm-hmm. for movies that are coming out in 2026.
Yep,
and
you
read any that sound interesting.
Yeah, well, interesting to our fan base. Like this, who's
but it, doesn't,
gonna...
it doesn't just have to be movies.
Right, like sometimes we talk about books, TV shows.
Can I start by talking about a video game?
Yeah. Definitely.
Now, I know we don't do a lot of video games here, but you know what we do a lot of is James Bond.
Yes.
There is a new James Bond video game called 007 First Light.
Okay.
It's coming out in May.
What's it coming out for? Which system?
I think all of them.
Because I don't know if you know this, but I now own a Switch 1, not Switch 2. Which
yeah.
I have to make that distinction because I found out Switch 2 came out last year.
Yeah.
So will it be on the Switch 1?
I don't know if it will. I would assume so, but okay. It's like going to be a narrative. So
wow.
Be like a whole 007
okay.
thing. So I'm very excited
that's
for
cool.
that.
Yeah.
Very excited.
Okay, that's great. All right, well, do you want me to just... here's what I like to do. I load up the Wikipedia page, I scan through, and I name things that people that listen to this show may be interested in. So
okay, that's perfect.
A few years back, I was interested in a movie that ended up being very bad, but it was one of those end-of-the-world apocalypse-type movies called Greenland.
Oh, yeah, there's a Greenland 2.
It was very bad, and they're making a second one, so it must have made a lot of money.
I don't know why, but I thought, like, so I saw the preview for Greenland 2, and I was vaguely aware that this movie existed.
Mm-hmm.
Was Gerard Butler in a Paul Greengrass movie called Green something? Like
know.
Green Zone?
I think Matt Damon was in Green Zone.
No, I thought there was like a war movie.
Yeah, Matt Damon was in a movie called Green Zone.
But wasn't Gerard Butler in that?
He might have been.
What's Greenland?
Greenland is like... The world is having some sort of, maybe I can't remember, and I watch it. Maybe asteroid's coming, or maybe there's some sort of climate change, but they have to get to Greenland to be safe.
Did Paul Greengrass direct it?
I don't think so.
No, apparently not. Yeah, you're right. Green Zone starring Matt Damon. I think my mind combined those two movies.
Okay.
Based purely on the...
The green.
The green. Because I was aware there was a Greenland one, but I... Oh, you know why? It's 2020.
Oh, what about that?
Well, that was the year everything just disappeared.
Yeah, it probably went straight to whatever streaming service.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, are
Here's
you going to go
one.
See that?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
I won't even watch it. Won't even stream it. Okay, so I haven't seen these like 20 days, 28 days later, 28 months later. Last year they had 28 years later.
Yeah.
And there's another one coming out.
Yeah.
28 years later, : The Bone Temple. Any idea what this is about?
Well, I think it's about zombies. So 28 days later is great. I didn't like 28 weeks later. I haven't seen 28 years later, but I potentially would.
All right. Would you watch The Bone Temple?
If I liked the first one, I'd probably watch. You have to watch them in order.
There's already a sequel to Bone Temple in development, but they always kind of say that, if I remember. All right. Here's something.
Speaking of sequels in development, can you believe that there's a third Avatar movie that exists? Like, that just blows my mind.
I mean, we knew, like, here on the Sci-Fi Christians or in Sci-Fi News, we covered that he had this plan
Well, yeah, he's had a plan. You know,
it's actually happening.
You know what the Avatar movies are like? They're like the CBS dramas. That, you know, they exist and everyone watches them, except you don't know anyone who does. Like,
okay.
Do you know anyone who's seen Avatar 3?
No, I personally don't know anybody.
Same.
Including myself, which I hope you're happy with.
I am happy. Did you see the second one?
Wait, there's...
Yeah, what? This is the third. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no, I didn't see the second one.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, this is... They had the Way of Water.
Yeah.
Now, this one is...
They lost
194 minutes long.
I didn't like the first one enough to commit to it. Although, I just have to be honest. I'm not saying I would never watch it. I just haven't yet.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
All right, here's another movie for you. We read this book together, and it's being adapted once again. It's Emily Bronte's Wuthering Heights.
Yeah, and
starring
Margot Robbie. And who else?
I don't know this guy, Jacob Elordi.
Oh yeah, I know the name. Emerald Fennell, who did Saltburn, which I really liked.
Okay, yeah, so that's happening. Okay, you might be surprised to know, since I don't like horror, that as a teenager, maybe even a young adult, I enjoyed Screams 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
But I have not seen Screams 4, 5, 6, and just to let you all know, coming up this year, Scream 7.
Yeah,
so I'm very far behind on this series. But where do you land on Scream?
I think I saw half the first one. Not interested.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. All right. I know instantly you will hate this.
Okay.
But this is a movie I will stream someday. I'm not going to see in the theater, but I'll stream this someday. I just recently read a book, Against My Better Judgment, by Andy Weir.
Oh,
because I did like Martian. I know you don't. I can't remember. You don't like Martian, or you didn't even read it?
I didn't read it, and Andy Weir is not somebody I respect.
Yeah, tell me more why I look up his second book's name. Why don't you respect him?
Well, he's kind of like that Ready Player One type mold.
It does have that feel, but not always.
Exactly.
Not always, but yes. Not as bad.
It's like the quirky, I love science, and isn't that cool? I just hate that style of writing.
Okay, I hear you. It's not a bad critique. It's not as bad as Ready Player One, but I hear you. Okay, so I liked The Martian. He had a second book, and I feel like it was called like Artemis or something.
Yeah, it was Artemis. They read that on 372
pages.
And
I really hated it.
Yeah.
I hated it so much when I found out he had Project Hail Mary. I was like, not interested, and passed. But I finally gave it a chance because I saw the movie trailer, and I thought, okay, this trailer looks okay.
Think of all the other things we have to read.
Just hold on. I'm done with it, so you don't have to worry. Okay. So I saw the trailer, and I was like, hey, this is intriguing. So I checked out the book, and I have a four-part review of this book. It'll be very fast.
All right.
Part one, so you split this book into quarters, if you will.
Yeah.
First quarter, really interested. Halfway through, I'm super interested. Third part, okay, this is slowing down. Yeah. I'm getting more and more uninterested. By the fourth part, I was like, how could he have possibly spent so much time wasting my time with nonsense? And it ends, and by the time it ended, I didn't care. So the first half, I like loved. Second half, it made me retroactively dislike most of the rest of the book. I think I still gave it a 4 because I really liked the first half. But yeah. I hope the movie will have to change it because it's so dragging and slow. Yeah, it's just like nothing happens. For, I'd say at least one quarter of this book, nothing happens.
Ugh. Yeah, I'll never read it.
Yeah. Okay. Super Mario Galaxy movie.
I'll probably see this.
Yes, my kids really like that first one.
I don't want to.
Guess what? This was the last movie I saw in the theater with my mom before she died.
Oh.
So my mom and my sister. Took, I don't know if it was like took us. We probably just met them at the theater. And watch this with them. It would have been April 2023, I want to say.
Yeah, that sounds about
right. And a few months later, she gets cancer and never goes to the movies with us again. So
unrelated.
So, listeners, if your mom wants to go to a movie with you this year, just say yes, just in case. So, anyways, we're looking forward to this Mario movie.
I'm not.
Oh, we liked it.
We did a review of it, didn't we? Like, I hated this movie. I thought it was so bad. I thought it was just an abomination of a film.
Okay. Wow. Oh, man. I don't remember you hating it that much.
Yeah, I really hated it.
All right. I'm just going to keep going. Animal Farm.
My son, who was, let's see, he would have been, if it was April 23, he would have just turned 5. He called me a liar on the way home.
Because you didn't like it and he did?
No, because I had told him it was going to be a short movie, which it was, but apparently it was too long for him. And so he told me I was a liar on the way home.
All right. What do you think about Animal Farm?
Isn't this the one where this was like Andy Serkis and it's not political or something?
It's animated.
It looks bad.
Animated, directed by Andy Serkis. I don't have any other details right now. All right, I'm going to move on. What do we got here? Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you hate this, but I'll just mention it, that the Mandalorian TV show is having a movie called The Mandalorian and Grogu.
I was just thinking about, like, isn't that wild that how the mighty have fallen, where Star Wars is like a cultural event, and now there's Mandalorian and Grogu, and we're all supposed to get excited about that. Where do you stand?
But you know what's noteworthy? I might have these years a little bit off, but I want to say that Rise of Skywalker came out in 2017. Does that seem right? I can't exactly remember.
No, Rise of Skywalker 17, came out in 2019.
19? Okay.
Remember, because it was the same day as Cats, right before the pandemic.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Anyways, I just think it's noteworthy that's been 7 years between Star Wars movies because they just couldn't get their act together.
And
7 years.
I don't think they have their act together now.
So this is a show that I've watched in full.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes very good and sometimes fine. It's never horrible and it's never amazing.
Yep. From a cultural touchstone to something nobody cares about.
Speaking of things nobody cares about, I know you're not going to be supportive of this. But
I feel like you're saying that a lot.
I know. I'm the one picking out these movies.
All right.
So I watched the first movie in this series on HBO Max when it went straight there during the season when Warner Brothers just put all their movies right there. And for free, I really like this. I wouldn't pay to see the sequel, but I'll watch it when it's on HBO Max. I'm talking about Mortal Kombat. What a year for video game movies. Mortal Kombat 2. I like the first one. No, what can I say? I haven't watched it since, but I liked it. I haven't got there yet, but I'm almost positive 2026 also will have a new adaptation of Street Fighter.
What?
Yes, Street All Fighter. Right. And guess what? Two WWE wrestlers are characters in it.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah.
Are actors or characters?
Well, they're actors playing characters. That's how that works in movies.
Right. But you said the two WWE, they're characters in it.
Well, they're characters in Street Fighter.
No, but so I'm like, is John Cena a character in the movie?
It's two guys, Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns, are playing
themselves?
Street Fighter's characters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on. Masters of the Universe. I'm pretty sure that's He-Man.
Yeah.
That movie's coming out this year.
That feels like nostalgia bait.
Toy Story 5. You know, Toy Story 5, Ben.
The 80s nostalgia is getting sadder and sadder. Like, as you went from like 20 something man children, now they're like grandpa age and they're still going to He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. It's pathetic. And so is Toy Story 5. I have no intention of seeing this.
All right, I'm going to keep going with these movies. Are you enjoying this? This is what you asked for. Supergirl, the next DC movie.
Oh, this looks so bad. Like, this looks really, really bad.
I've read the comic book it's based on, and I like that. So I'll be seeing this. This is one I will see in the theater. I think so far, what have I named?
Why?
I you know how I am. I enjoy these superhero movies. I think this is the first one I've named that I'll see in the theater. Speaking of movies I'll see in the theater.
Well, you're going to see...
Super Mario.
Yeah.
Yeah. So two super movies. All right. Minions 3, Ben. Can you believe this exists?
Wait a second. There's already three Minions.
No, there's four Despicable Me movies and two Minion movies.
Man.
This will be the seventh Minions-related movie.
I take it back. The Minions are the movie version of the CBS sitcoms.
What is this? This looks... I mean, I like the name. Young Washington.
What?
An epic historical war drama. And guess who it's about?
George Washington?
That's right. The future president, but at war.
Right. Well, he was a general first.
That's right.
Huh.
All right. Let's move on. So there is going to be a Disney movie coming out this year.
Look at this kid who's playing George Washington. He looks like he's five.
Oh, he's young. It's Young Washington. They should have called it Very Young Washington. All right, Ben.
Year for Andy Serkis. He's in that movie, too.
Ben, this is the epitome. The next movie I'm about to say. The epitome of the problem with Disney's live-action remakes. Get this.
Yes.
We're getting Moana, which came out roughly 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And The Rock is playing the same character he plays in the animated version. I'm a Rock fan. I just think it's silly.
It's a bridge too far.
To have the same... Like, why? Because they're also going to have to animate so much. I know this. I know it's just money. It just seems bad.
Going back to Young Washington.
But I am a big Dwayne Johnson fan, so I'm happy that he's making all the money.
Don't say all the money. It's like this internetisms, like all the feels. I can't abide that.
That was just my own words.
I've not... Anyway.
I just use it straight from my own mouth.
Are you familiar with the movie American Underdog?
No, maybe, but no.
It is the Kurt Warner biopic.
Oh,
did you know there was a Kurt Warner biopic?
You know what? I did hear about this.
Anyway, the co-director of that is the director of Young Washington.
Is that good or bad?
I think that's very bad. He also directed the movie Mom's Night Out.
Oh, wow.
And the I Can Only Imagine movie, which I guess is an adaptation of that song.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I think this is a Christian movie.
Oh, well, I'm pro-Christians. Everybody knows that.
I'm not pro-Christian media.
Though. Really?
No.
We're part of Christian media.
Deeply anti-Christian media.
Really? Yeah. Even with us going strong here for 15 years?
If I could eliminate all contemporary Christian media, but I had to take us down with it, I'd press that button in a heartbeat.
All right, should I just keep going?
Yeah.
Lots happening here.
This is what month are we in? Don't say February.
February. No, they're all out of order.
Okay.
All right, so I'll go a little faster, though. We're going to have Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey. I feel like this is one we'll see together.
Yeah, I'm excited for this.
I love Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And so I'm very happy that the next Spider-Man movie is coming up this year. Spider-Man Brand New Day. What's the release for this? I don't even know. Seems like a July release. Yep, July.
Is this still Tom Holland?
Yep, Tom Holland.
Okay.
I'm pro Tom Holland. He's going to have such a great year with Odyssey and Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And Avengers at the end of the year, which I'll get to.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you know this, Ben, but I'm pro Looney Tunes.
I like the Looney Tunes.
And they are having a, you know.
But whatever. I don't need more Looney Tunes movies.
They do kind of like a live action mix with animated, and it's going to be Coyote. Yeah,
like Space Jam.
Yep, exactly like Space Jam. It's going to be called Coyote versus Acme. I'm in on this one.
I think this movie is one that's been done for a long time, and it's just sat on the shelf.
Yeah, development began 2018, I'm seeing on Wikipedia. Let's see. They filmed it in 2022. In 2023, Warner Brothers shelved it for a tax write-off, so I don't know how they're able to release it, but here we are.
I'm not trying to be mean, but that's the director, and that's one of the weirdest-looking people I've ever seen.
I think you just don't like his smile.
What smile? Like, I think that's part of what's weird is that his mouth
his mustache is
obscenely small. Like, just...
Why are you judging this poor man? And guess what? I didn't bring this up so I can mention this next thing, but Coyote versus Acme, the second actor billed in it under Will Forte is John Cena.
Oh, well, that's...
I love it. That's so great. All right, let's keep going. I just am bringing this up because I think it's funny that the reboot of this exists. Back in 1993, Sylvester Stallone starred in Cliffhanger. And here in 2026, they're rebooting for Cliffhanger for 2026. That's great.
I never saw Cliffhanger, and I'm not going to.
Guess what else they're rebooting? Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility.
Is that really a reboot?
A total reboot. Starting right from the beginning.
Well, we're going to read some Jane Austen pretty soon.
Yes, Pride and Prejudice coming up in 2026 here. Yeah, that's a good thing to tease for the extra feed, or maybe even here on the free feed.
Now, Cliffhanger is
a
gender-swapped cliffhanger.
It is or is not?
It is.
Okay. I never watched Practical Magic, but Nicole Kidman and Sandra Bullock star in some witch movie from the 90s, and they're making part two. Seems a little late, but maybe people will be into that.
Well, it's all the nostalgia baiting.
1998.
We're starting to catch up to 90s nostalgia.
Okay,
baiting.
So that's from 1998.
Yeah.
You know, I watched Matrix yesterday. I love Matrix. What do you mean, why? I love Matrix.
I like the Matrix too, but just it seems like an odd day to watch the Matrix.
One of my favorite movies, just was in the mood for it. And it was the first time I started to notice that, maybe you'll say, yeah, obviously, but some of the special effects seem a little dated. But like in not a bad way.
Yeah.
It just... Something was more noticeable to me than usual, but I've seen it, you know, dozens of times.
Yeah.
All right.
Wild twist in that series.
I think it's happening. It might be happening right now. Here's Street Fighter, Ben. October 16th, 2026, Street Fighter.
Just in time for my birthday.
Do you want to go together?
No.
Did you play much Street Fighter?
I did, a little bit. I'm very bad at fighting
games.
I'm
very good at fighting games.
I know.
I have it here. For Switch, one, if you ever want to play it.
God, you're specifying Switch. You should get a Sharpie and pencil in one.
I feel like you're pro Dr. Seuss, am I right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't think I need to see any Dr. Seuss adaptations.
Okay, well, there is an animated Cat in the Hat coming out. I'm really interested.
Remember that? I never saw it, but do you remember that Mike Myers Cat in the Hat?
I never saw it. Oh, this is great. This is by Illumination Entertainment, which is a studio that does a lot of animated films by kids, like including the 2018 Grinch, which is a big winner. I don't know if you've seen this.
I have not. I know you're a big fan.
So I'm very happy. It looks like it's by the same people. Okay, this will probably be one I see in the theater. So what is that? It's Odyssey, Spider-Man, Supergirl, and Cat in the Hat.
And Super Mario Brothers.
You know, I'm a fan of Hunger Games. I know you're not.
No.
But I have not read the prequel books, and I have not seen the prequel movies. The second prequel movie comes out this year in 2026.
How many prequels are there?
Two books and now two movies.
I feel like she's one of those authors who tried to do a different series and failed, and so it's right back to the well.
Yeah.
Squeeze a little more milk out of those cows.
Oh, my goodness, Ben. I can't wait to... I'm saving something great for the end of this. You probably know. All right, we're at the very end here. I don't just mention this because it's such a great title. I saw Meet the Parents with Ben Stiller years ago, and there's been various movies in that series since then. And then the latest one is called... No, the guy's last name is...
Fokker.
Fokker. And this is called Fokker-in-Law, which is a great title. So I just thought it was worth mentioning. And Ben Stiller is producing it. Is he in it? Yeah, he's in it.
Robert De Niro. Probably the Fokker-in-Law. Because now it's probably gone full circle.
Wow.
That was like 20 years ago.
Now he's going to be meeting Wow.
Right.
I need to catch up on this series because this thing is getting
deep.
Do
you think that series is worth catching up on?
You got to, right? Here's one. Narnia, The Magician's Nephew. This is the actual title. Right. Narnia, : The Magician's Nephew. I thought this was going straight to Netflix, but it's going to have also a theatrical release.
Yeah, we'll see how this goes.
You feel like this might not happen?
Oh, I think it will happen. It might not be good.
Here's one I think you'd like. Madden. It's a movie called Madden. Sorry, Nicolas Cage as John Madden.
Yeah, I saw that. And I think
you will like
Christian
movie.
Bale is Al Davis.
You're going to love this. It's by David O. Russell. This is right up your alley.
I don't think I want to see it.
This is the last thing I'm mentioning before the grand finale.
All right.
And that is the third Jumanji movie starring The Rock, but the fourth Jumanji movie in the series.
Wait, they made a second one?
Yeah, so there's the original Jumanji with Robin Williams.
Right.
Then a really great Jumanji movie with The Rock. Then a second one with The Rock that's not as good.
Next Level?
And now this is a sequel to The Next Level.
Are you going to see it?
Yeah, definitely. Yes, I love the Jumanji series.
Do you ever...
I don't know if I'll see it in a theater, but this is a must for me.
Do you ever like reflect on your viewing choices?
And finally, Ben... On December 18th, the very end of 2026, there's a special day hitting theaters. There's no way that what I'm about to tell you stays true for the next 12 months. But right now on the schedule, Hollywood has planned to release Avengers Doomsday and Doom Part 3 on the same day. No chance. One of those movies is moving.
It's kind of a social test, right?
Dune is moving. Dune is going to give in. Disney never gives in.
I don't think Dune will give in.
I don't think Disney's going to give in, Ben.
So, which one would you go to?
So were there? Oh, it depends. Like if you say I am only available on December 18th, I don't need to see Doomsday on opening day.
But let's just say
let's say I'm going alone and I get to pick Marvel. I pick Marvel.
Really? All this trash? Like, you know what I just said about what's her name who did the Hunger Games Back to the Well? Like, that's what this movie is. Like, they tried.
Yep, they tried.
Failed. They failed. Back to the Well.
They're going back to a well I enjoyed. I drank so much of that well.
Yeah, but
you know what I should do this year, Ben? You know, I haven't done a rewatch for a while.
No, don't do one.
I've got 12 months to do a grand Marvel Cinematic Universe rewatch.
What a terrible use
Some of these
time.
Movies I've only seen once. Can you imagine?
Ugh.
Some of the series I haven't seen at all.
Well... I'd say keep it that way. There's no way. Like, I think you even have to admit it's going bad. Like, this is not.
It is going badly, and this is their way out. They're going to have two movies that are going to make a bunch of money, and then they're going to do some sort of soft reboot. I'm sure you know just from the news that it's some sort of multiverse story happening, and the whole universe is going to get shut down and restart, and all of a sudden there's new people playing all the characters that make money.
Once you introduce a multiverse, it's essentially just saying we've stopped trying.
In fact, their multiverse is even more interesting. In their multiverse, the people don't have to look the same. So, like, every Matt doesn't look like me.
Right.
It could look like anybody. So that's how they can have all the Spider-Man actors meeting them. They're just like, oh, you are Peter Parker from that universe. So it's all over the place.
Gross. Yeah,
They probably have, as multiverses go, probably one of the worst multiverses.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we're supporting this.
But I am really pumped for Dune Part 3.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great.
I'm just so committed to Marvel. It's just a lifelong commitment, whereas Dune is like a last 10-year commitment.
Yeah, but now which one do you think will be the superior movie?
I imagine Dune Part 3 will be superior.
Yes, I would say so.
Well, Ben, I think we just previewed the movies.
That's great.
That was the year 2026 in preview, mostly in movies. We didn't make any predictions for the show. Maybe we'll just tell quickly. You mentioned Pride and Prejudice. We're also going to be talking about, or we're going to be reading Jane Eyre. We're going to be eventually finishing Purgatorio and going on to Paradiso. What do we got after that? Are we doing?
I don't know. I mean, we'll have to, so the deep dives are kind of interesting because we've been on this
path. Yeah, should we take a break after that?
I don't know. Maybe we do something shorter. I've got a couple ideas.
We're still in the middle of.
If people like them, we can keep doing them.
We're in the middle of the Criterion Challenge. What else is going on here? We're doing more and more polls, so watch for that.
That's true. No, I like doing the deep dives. They are a lot of work, but they're good work.
I could use a break from deep dives.
Why?
In the sense of, like, I'll give you an example. Tonight we're doing Dante. We took 2 weeks off for Christmas. And all of a sudden yesterday I was like, I got to read Dante. But it's a pretty easy read.
Yeah.
So
have to read it.
I knocked that thing out. It's just like nice to not have to do things.
There's more time for Jumanji.
Or like three. If I'm going to be doing this Marvel thing, I'm going to need some time. You know what I mean?
That's true.
So anyways, what about the podcast? What would you like to, you know, 1 year from now, what do you hope we accomplish as a podcast?
I hope that you've given up on superheroes and The Rock.
What? I've never been more committed to The Rock. I just finished his series, Young Rock. And I'm like, man, this seems like just such a great guy.
Huh. I forgot about Young Rock. Did you actually watch it?
I watched the whole thing. And I'm coming here like with an open mind. It is not great.
Yeah.
But it is kind of great.
Okay.
It's kind of good. There's some really good, solid parts to it. And then there's some that, you know, at some point you're just like, okay, let's move along. But I'm pro Young Rock, pro Dwayne Johnson in general. Just, yeah, I feel pretty good about things.
Well, fantastic. Let's get to Dante.
Well, listeners, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I am Ben DeVoe.
We're the Sci-Fi Christian signing off.
Goodbye.